If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com. Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. And if you are heading out and about this morning, wonderful around the area. Nice, light, volume, quiet. No problems on 270. In fact, I'm not even seeing any of the delays forming between Frederick and the Beltway. So each direction looking good. Beltway wide open, quiet as well. Outer loop in Virginia near the toll road. We did have a crash. That's been cleared. Did not cause any delays. 66 in good shape outside of the Beltway, inside the Beltway coming eastbound. If you're heading off of the outbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, if you're coming, say, off of Constitution Avenue, outbound TR Bridge, at the exit to go on to the George Washington Parkway, 50 Arlington Boulevard, still had accident activity there to watch for. And finally, here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a bit of cloud. Otherwise, it's clear in the morning hours. We continue to see clear sky with clouds coming in later at a high of only 34 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 16 in Leesburg, 14 in Bethesda, 19 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Police are looking for the brazen armed robber who climbed right through a fast food drive-through window. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:06 and good morning to you, Dan Mandis, in for Vincent Mary. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Well, some surprising news last week when President Trump decided to extend sanctions relief granted to Iran. Under the Iranian nuclear deal, this is something that the president has been saying that he basically wanted to get renegotiated, saying it's one of the worst deals ever. Joining us is Benham Ben Talablu. He is an Iranian analyst for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies and our guest here on WMAL. Sir, good afternoon. Good morning, I should say, on WMAL.
Good morning. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. So you tell me, because I know that there's been a lot of disagreement within the Trump administration as to how the president should deal with this nuclear deal. Were you surprised that he decided to extend the sanctions relief after saying that he was going to renegotiate this deal for really ever since the campaign?
I think ultimately the decision that the president took, which was to waive non-nuclear sanctions, to waive nuclear sanctions to keep the U.S. a party to the JCPOA nuclear deal. That's the nuclear deal that the P5+1, which is the U.S., France, China, Russia, Germany, the UK and the US itself inked in July 2015 to stay in that deal and waive nuclear sanctions while issuing new non-nuclear sanctions to combat Tehran's existing non-nuclear threats. That formula, I think, was largely expected if you were reading the open source press for the past week or so. But what was expected was for the president to actually say that this would be the last time he was going to be waiving sanctions. And this really put the pressure on Europe and America's other allies who are fighting to keep the U.S. in the deal and who are fighting to have Iran's interpretation of some of the more problematic parts of the deal become ascendant over Washington's.
Now, one of the things that the president has been saying all along is that he wants Congress to work with Iran and these other nations to fix the deal. What is it that the president exactly wants?
So in October 13th, 2017, specifically, the president decertified the Iran nuclear deal. And what this means is that even though this is a nuclear deal and the U.S. is waiving some pretty important heavy nuclear sanctions, it actually is not a treaty. It's an executive-level multilateral arms control agreement. And what that means is that it's more up to the president's prerogative about how and when to waive sanctions than a matter of U.S. law. Under U.S. law, the way the U.S. waives sanctions and remains a party to the deal is there is this legislation called INARA, the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act of 2015. The president decertified the Iran deal in October 2017, and then he kicked the issue back to Congress and asked them to amend or to rewrite or to fix the INARA legislation. And so the progress that the U.S. Congress makes on amending INARA will determine, in addition to Europe's attempts to get tough on Tehran, finally, his decision to remain in the deal.
Now, you tell me, because there seems to be a lot of disagreement over whether or not Iran has actually complied with the nuclear deal. A lot of folks say they have not. The president says that Iran has not obeyed the spirit of the deal. Other people say that they have. What say you?
I think the president's language is actually exceptionally important here. That's true. Iran has not lived up to the spirit of the nuclear deal. It has, on occasion, violated select portions of the nuclear deal very selectively and in a marginal fashion, but it's also grossly violated the UN resolution that codifies the deal. So Iran has been really trying to poke a hole through this deal, much like the Soviet Union used to poke a hole through the will and the capability of the U.S. to stand up for its partners throughout the Cold War. Iran is now daring, or has actually dared, the international community and the U.S. in particular to see if it will actually stand up for those things that it calls violations and say, no, we're not going to let Iran get away with that. And because the deal is so heavily tilted in Iran's favor, of course, Iran is not going to grossly cheat. Why would it grossly cheat on something that, you know, if it's so heavily in its favor, it can just remain a party to and get all the benefits that it's supposed to be getting? You might see in the news media that there are a lot of reporters that say the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is the one determining Iran's compliance, and they're saying, yes, Iran is compliant. That's technically not true. The IAEA is tasked with monitoring and verifying Iran's nuclear-related commitments under the deal, but it does not make a compliance decision. The compliance decision is at once technical and political, and that's where national governments like the U.S. government really kick in.
One of the things that a lot of folks are saying, and they're critical of the deal, is the fact that Iran is able to receive millions, if not billions of dollars, of course, in lifted sanctions. Are we able to, because critics will say, of course, that this money is going to fund terrorism. Is there any way to tell how much or if any of this money is being spent on terrorism, funding terrorism? We know that Iran is the world's number one nation for state-sponsored terrorism. There's no real way, though, to prove that, is there? But I would assume that they are, but I'm going to kick it to you, Ben and Ben Talablu, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, Iranian expert and our guest. What say you? Is there a way to figure out if they're spending any of this money on terrorism? Because as we found out from these protests just a week or two ago, it's not going to the people of Iran.
That's absolutely right. It's not really going to the people of Iran. And the fact that the Iranian people have taken to the streets very bravely, I would say, to contest the behavior of the regime that rules them and to say, stop spending money abroad and spend it on us. it doesn't matter that if Iran even spends 1% of that money abroad, because even 1% of that money is not going to where it should be going, which is to the Iranian people and to fix the Iranian nation. So I've always said this, the Islamic Republic of Iran is a poor guardian of the Iranian national interest. The Iranian people deserve much better, and unfortunately their government has failed them time and time again. Now, to really pivot to your question, looking at the Iranian budget has always been a very complex issue because Iran has incentives not to be transparent with its budget. But when you do look at the budget, on occasion there are select increases in the corresponding amounts of either sanctions relief or cash, but it doesn't specifically say, like, okay, this is for terrorism or this is dedicated for Lebanese Hezbollah or, you know, this wing of the Guard Corps missile program gets, you know, X million dollars from whatever sanctions relief. So there's a little bit more of a guessing game involved. So it will be very challenging in the open source to make that determination. But if you simply look at Iranian behavior abroad, basically since the nuclear deal, they are ascendant, and they are ascendant because they have more resources with which to pursue their ideological aims.
All right, last question very quickly, if you could. What is President Trump's next move? If they don't adjust this deal for how he wants it, what is the president, in your opinion, as you analyze this situation, what do you think the president does next?
So I believe the president is actually a man of his word. You know, he promised to decertify the Iran nuclear deal. He did that. And he said that the U.S. would leave the nuclear deal, and I believe that. Therefore, it's imperative that Europe work with Washington to fix the deal. Europe show that it's serious to contesting Tehran's non-nuclear threats, and that the U.S. Congress show that they can actually come together in a bipartisan fashion and to amend the legislation that codifies the deal here at home. So the president should be intimately involved in both decisions and work to keep the pressure on Iran. No one is looking for a self-inflicted goal here. That's why, you know, there is time for Europe to get on board, and there's time for the U.S. Congress to get on board.
And you have a great morning. Appreciate your insight. Benham Ben Talablu, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, on President Trump and his dealing with the Iranian nuclear deal. You have a great morning. Dan Mandis here. It's Mornings on the Mall, 6:15 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Jamie Witten.
And it is a great morning here from the traffic center. Nice and quiet around the Beltway. No problems on 66 Greenway Toll Road. If you are heading in this morning on this MLK holiday, enjoying the trip too to the Wilson Bridge and the Legion Bridge each direction. Now, we are up at speed on Route 5, Branch Avenue, and I really want to give you a heads up because we have a broken down car, so we don't want this to be a crash. Northbound 5, Branch Avenue, say if you're coming north of Clinton up through that stretch, the broken down reported in the right lane. Again, to watch for. No problems in the town off of 50 BW Parkway onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway off the 11th Street Bridge. That looks good, nice and quiet. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be cold, but not as cold as it is right now. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy this afternoon, a high of about 34. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 27. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Right now, it's 19 degrees in our nation's capital.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. It is Mornings on the Mall. Celebrating and remembering, of course, the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King all day here on WMAL. Coming up after the news at about 6:35, the fallout continues over the president's alleged controversial comments regarding everything that he had to say regarding those quote-unquote crap hole countries. Of course, can't say the actual alleged quote, but we'll talk about that at 6:35. And also, the fallout also continues over that ballistic missile warning in Hawaii, that false ballistic missile warning that came out. Apparently now the person who sent that is going to be, quote, reassigned, not fired. But we'll talk about the fallout of both of those stories coming up here on WMAL. A millennial's new mantra for success. If you are a millennial, you know what folks like me have known for a long time, and that is that, frankly, companies don't necessarily have a lot of loyalty to you, even though they are expected, you are expected to have a lot of loyalty for your company. And so millennials, well, they have this new mantra for success. It is, I quit. At least according to a new poll. Here's the story, and I did find this interesting because I'm a guy who has been working for some 35 years, and most of those years have been in radio. And I've seen a lot of changes in my industry over the years, and it's mirrored the changes in a lot of industries, and that is that it used to be that we were indeed asked to show loyalty to companies, but oftentimes that loyalty was one way. And I think millennials have now figured that out. And now millennials have decided, at least according to this new poll, is that millennials have decided that they're not going to stick around workplaces for any length of time if they're not getting the success and the money and the job security that they're looking for. And so millennials, by and large, they're not tied to one company. They're not tied to one job. As a matter of fact, if they don't like what's going on, they're just going to leave. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, of course, the unemployment rate is down to 4.1%. The recent data, of course, is great news for the underemployed, the millennial baristas, as well as the baby boomers who are staying on long enough to recover losses in their 401k portfolios. But now, baby boomers are saying bye-bye, and that is, of course, opening the door for millennials. So the more that people like me are retiring, millennials are coming in now. And according to a couple of different studies, and we've seen this often enough, millennials are on the move. They say that millennials necessarily are not staying at one job for any length of time. They say that it's the take your job and shove it indicator. And what they're finding is that millennials are just ready to bolt when things aren't going their way. A Gallup poll found that millennials have a reputation for job hopping. Now, this is a problem for millennials because I think for a lot of folks, perhaps, who are hiring, they may not want to hire a millennial because of that reputation for job hopping. They say unattached to organizations and institutions, the Gallup poll found that folks from this generation, the millennial generation born between 1980 and 1996, are said to move freely from company to company, more so than any other generation, according to a survey from 2016. They say during the next several years, if given the choice, one in four millennials would quit his or her current employer to join a new organization or to do something different. That figure increases to 44% when the time frame is expanded by 2 years. In other words, if millennials don't like what's happening at work, they're just going to leave. And by the way, I think that's a good thing. I mean, I've known people who have stayed at the same company for years, and they're not happy. And before they realize it, they're basically working for the same company for 11, 12, 15 years, not making the money that they need, not making the money that they feel they deserve, and no real chance for advancement. And millennials have now seen through that. Millennials are saying, you know what? If I don't get what I want, I'm going to leave. And I'm not worried about the ramifications. They say that by the end of 2020, two of every three respondents, the millennials, hope to have moved on from their current job, while only 16% of millennials see themselves with their current employers a decade from now. So let that be a lesson to you if you are somebody who is a boss and you have a millennial working for you. If they need advancement, if they need more money, you might want to be prepared because they might just leave your job quicker than the older folks. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vincent Mary. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
Are you missing teeth? Maybe they're damaged. You know, that can keep you, obviously, from eating the foods you love. It affects your job. It affects your relationships. Every aspect of your life. Hey, this is Vince Colonize. Do what I did and trust your smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling. You know, it doesn't really matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist. The Cascade Center for Dental Health's excellent staff creates a warm, no criticism, no judgment environment. What sets Cascades apart? Experience. The surgeons at the Cascade Center are first class when it comes to the most complex of dental cases. In fact, Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. Why would you go anywhere else? Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor, in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster. I've been a licensed realtor for over 30 years and sold nearly 3,000 homes. I've learned a lot, and I'm ready to share that knowledge with you on my new show, Real Estate Now, talking all things buying, selling, and everything in between on a national scale. I hope you'll join me Sunday nights at 9:30 p.m. for Real Estate Now, brought to you by Relocation Nation. Find out more at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
6:25 on Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Jamie Witten.
All right, and as a reminder on this MLK holiday on Metro Rail, they close at 11:30 this evening. They opened at 5, and trains operating on a Saturday schedule, which means every 12 minutes. And off-peak fares are in effect all day. We like that, and the parking is free at all Metro-operated facilities. Reversible roadways this morning carry two-way traffic, so again, definitely need to factor that in. Keep that in mind for your travels. Not too much at all to tell you about as far as delays. We have been very light this morning. Beltway 270, 66, 95, 395, currently without incident. If you're coming out of town across the outbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, we do have a crash. You're still up at speed, but the exit ramp that would take you onto the northbound side of the GW Parkway is still closed there. Update is now sponsored by 7-Eleven. Now, you can go beyond breakfast with endless options at 7-Eleven, where you can get fresh brewed coffee and everything else you won't find anywhere else at participating locations. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a bit of cloud. Otherwise, it's clear in the morning hours. We'll continue to see clear sky with clouds coming in later at a high of only 34 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 19 degrees in our nation's capital. And good morning to you, Dan Mandis. It's Mornings on the Mall, in for Vince and Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Yeah, it's interesting talking about the millennials and their new mantra for success, which, as I said, is I quit. And one of the things that they're also saying is they examine, and I'm not exactly sure why everybody is so hyper-focused on millennials, but whatever. One of the things that they're saying is that because the economy is so good, there are plenty of jobs out there. So for the millennials, it is honestly good to be a millennial because there's a lot of places for them to go work. But at the same time, these are folks that graduated, for a lot of them, in the middle of a recession, and they know what it's like to take a risk. These are folks that have a lot of college debt. So they have a very short amount of time before they need to really start making money and being able to pay off those college loans. So for millennials, job hopping, they say, is in, and being stuck in a dead-end job is out. And that is one of many reasons why millennials are doing everything they can to find the right job for them early on. Now, coming up after the news at about 6:36, going to talk about that guy who set off that false ballistic missile warning in Hawaii. Apparently, he's going to be reassigned, but there's a lot more to talk about. That is straight ahead on WMAL.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
And good morning to you, Dan Mandis, in for Vince and Mary on WMAL. Straight ahead, an update on that erroneous ballistic missile warning in Hawaii. And a DACA deal for the Dreamers is possibly dead. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. In Hawaii, where people are still shaken by the weekend false alarm about an incoming missile, authorities have suspended further tests of their alert system until an investigation is complete.
President Trump says the false alarm in Hawaii was a state issue.
They took total responsibility, but we're going to get involved. Their attitude and their what they want to do, I think it's terrific. They took responsibility. They made a mistake.
Officials say the mistake that had people scared for their lives happened because an officer pushed the wrong button. That individual was reassigned to a new post. An investigation is underway, and officials have increased security to the alert system. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
President Trump says he is not a racist. This as the controversy continues over his alleged word choice at a meeting last Thursday.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin and Republican Lindsey Graham each have declared, yes, indeed, the president described Haiti, Central American countries, and African nations in the way alleged. But Mr. Trump has his defenders who were also in the Oval Office on Thursday. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on CBS's Face the Nation.
I didn't hear it, and I was sitting no further away from Donald Trump than Dick Durbin was. And I know what Dick Durbin has said about the president's repeated statements is incorrect.
Cotton agrees the president used tough words, but also goes along with efforts to limit immigration, change the rules, and build a border wall. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Officials at Merriweather Post Pavilion say they will rebuild the collapsed roof at the popular music venue and get it done in time for the 2018 concert season. Checking your money, the markets are closed today for the holiday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,803, the NASDAQ at 7,261. Sports sponsored by Park Mobile. NFL playoffs, the Jaguars upset the Steelers, the Vikings stun the Saints. College basketball, a win for UVA, losses for AU and Navy. NBA, the Wizards host Milwaukee in a matinee at Capital One Arena. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know the average person spends 20 minutes looking for a parking spot? That's why you need the Park Mobile app. Park Mobile lets you easily pay for on-street parking or reserve spots in garages and stadiums. With over 40,000 spots in the D.C. metro area, Park Mobile is a smarter way to park.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get a new kitchen in the new year at Bray & Scarf's New Year Sale. Save up to $1,500 on select GE Cafe appliance packages and up to $1,600 on select KitchenAid packages. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Stop by any of their 13 locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
The clients we work with are typically in between 50 to 70, with just a few years away until full retirement, maybe already retired, or sometimes even months away. God forbid, if a crash or serious correction happens, we don't let a lifetime's worth of savings be wiped out.
Abe tries to ensure that you're protecting what it is that you do have.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL and visit RetirementKeyRadio.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative Reservoir Trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, we are in great shape around the area. Nice, light volume on this MLK holiday. No problems to report on 270. Once you get to the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland runs well. Route 5, we do have a broken down car. I'm going to give you a heads up here. If you're heading toward the Beltway, northbound 5 Branch Avenue, you come out of Camp Springs, right before you get to the Beltway, that broken down was reported to be in the right lane. So you are coming up on that at speed. Be careful. On the outbound side of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, on the bridge, lanes are open, but it's as you get to the exit for the GW Parkway, they still have that closed at last check due to the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds, otherwise clear, chilly this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon, 34. Cloudy tonight, 27. Clouds early on Tuesday, chance of a rain or snow shower, and then partly cloudy in the afternoon, 43. Could see some light snow showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 13 in Centerville, 11 and only 19 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning to you. It's Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Coming up, is a DACA deal for the Dreamers dead? Could be. What does Condoleezza Rice have to say about the Me Too movement? It might actually surprise you. And my name is Dan Mandis. Again, if you'd like to know more about me, you can go to the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page. If you do go there this morning, I've got to warn you, there is a story up that is getting a lot of traction. I put this up last night. Wait till you see the latest fashion trend. It's guys in skirts. I kid you not. You've got to see this. It's on the Dan Mantis Show Facebook page. Now, listen. We're not talking about kilts. We are literally talking about skirts. It is, again, the latest fashion trend out of New York. I don't get it either. But if you want a good laugh this morning, go check that out. So, a lot of people in Hawaii, I would assume, need a pretty good laugh today because they are outraged over what happened over the weekend when a civil defense employee sparked terror in Hawaii by accidentally triggering a ballistic missile warning. Now, apparently, he's going to be retrained and perhaps even reassigned. Going to talk about that after thousands fled to bomb shelters and makeshift bomb shelters as well. And one of the things that you have to think about here, there's a number of different issues. One is, how did this possibly happen? How does, by the essentially a push of a button, does a incorrect warning go out that there is an incoming ballistic missile? So that's one. Two, a lot of people are talking about maybe conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat, I don't know. Government conspiracies, going to talk about that as well. But really, what have we really learned based on this false ballistic missile warning? Going to talk about all of that right here on WMAL. But first of all, one of the things, when you think about the fact that there were thousands of people in Hawaii that realized, thought anyway, that they had roughly just moments left to live, what would you do? This is what I always find fascinating, is what would you do if you realized that you only had a few minutes to live? Because these folks in Hawaii, they honestly thought, thanks to this false ballistic missile warning, that they were going to die. Here's what one man said.
There's not enough time to probably get in and get home. So I just told him, let me use your phone and let me call my wife and tell her I love her.
Yeah. And people all over Hawaii were desperately trying to not only find shelter, find any place where they would be safe from this incoming ballistic missile, but they also were trying to get a hold of their loved ones for a final goodbye. This man continued on with this.
It's hard to stay calm when you don't know what's happening. We kept looking out the window in case we saw something.
Yeah, and they kept looking out the window and kept looking out the window and kept looking out the window for 45 minutes. They kept looking out the window, but no ballistic missile ever came because of the fact that it was, again, a false ballistic missile warning. The head of Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency, he does apologize, and the agency is taking responsibility. Here's what he has to say.
From my side, I just want to apologize to the folks because it's my team, my responsibility, it was my fault. But we need to continue understanding that we need to continue preparation for this hazard because it's still there.
Yeah, and here's the problem. The problem is, and I do think that there might just be more to this story. I'm wondering if maybe we got hacked. Because that's the only thing I can think of that it would take some 38 to 45 minutes before a clarification went out that indeed, as thousands of people are fleeing for shelter, it took that long for this clarification to go out. The false alarm caused by a Hawaii Emergency Management Agency employee who supposedly pushed the wrong buttons during an internal drill, timed to coincide with his shift handover at 8:07 a.m. The all-clear phone alert was not sent until 38 minutes later. Now, they say that the employee who made the mistake was not aware of his mistake until mobile phones in the command center began displaying the alert. Well, here's the thing that I don't understand. Wouldn't that have been instantaneous? The employee who made the mistake wasn't aware of it until mobile phones in the command center began displaying the alert. Well, I would think that the second that alert went out of the emergency management center, it would have hit the phones and they would have known instantaneously. And you would also think that there'd be multiple people involved in these internal drills. So you've got thousands of people calling their loved ones, jumping into bathtubs with mattresses on top of them, pulling over to the side of the road and running to tunnels and underpasses. Which, by the way, I don't understand why folks would run to underpasses, because if there were explosions, wouldn't the underpasses basically fall on top of them, or the overpasses fall on top of them as they stand in the underpass? I don't understand it, but whatever. Now, apparently this employee had been with the agency for a while and said that they are saying he's going to be counseled and drilled so this never happens again. This was a system error. This was also obviously an employee error, perhaps. But they're stopping short of saying that he's going to be held accountable regarding many possible disciplinary measures. They're saying that this was an honest mistake and he's not going to be fired. Now, you've no doubt seen the video and heard the stories of all of these panicked Hawaiians running for their lives after they got a notification on their phone. It said, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. And it's in all capital letters. The TV networks and the radio stations are all basically sending out the same message. Actor Jim Carrey tweeted out that he felt like he had 10 minutes to live. On the H3, a major highway north of Honolulu, cars sat empty as drivers left them to run to a nearby tunnel and underpasses as well. But the overriding question is, why did it take so long for the clarification message to go out? I've got maybe the answer coming up next on WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vince and Mary. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll get right to the point with a smart recommendation. If you're planning on selling your home, call my friends and trusted realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah will guarantee the sale of your home, or they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. They're confident that they'll sell your home because they already have over 5,500 exclusive buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is critical. Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more on average. That's $30,000 more on average. It all adds up to results. The Reynolds team sold over 400 homes over the past 12 months, to the point guaranteed sold, ready buyers netting more dollars on average and selling your home faster. It's why hundreds of families chose the Reynolds team to sell their home and why you should too. You get the point. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:45 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic every 10 minutes. First on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Jamie Witten.
And good morning. It is. It's nice and quiet around the region. So if you are heading out and about, enjoy the trip around the Beltway. And from the west, I'm not seeing any problems or delays, even if you're coming back from, say, Gainesville up through to the Beltway. HOV restrictions lifted on 66 and 395 as well. So that looks good. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Reminder for Metro Rail, they are operating on a Saturday schedule, and off-peak fares in effect all day, and parking free at all Metro operated facilities. Don't forget about those reversible roadways. They carry two-way traffic on these federal holidays. 270 looks nice and quiet as well. Enjoying the trip between Frederick and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold air now on the move. We're going to get it kicked out of here. Should have some better weather, milder temperatures anyway. A few clouds otherwise. Clear shot this morning. Later this afternoon, we'll start to see the clouds increase, 34. Tonight, cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, 43, a rain or snow shower, especially early. Then tomorrow night, a storm's going to try to get going to our east. Might see some snow showers with a front coming in. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 19 degrees in our nation's capital. And good morning to you, Dan Mandis, in for Vincent Mary. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. What would you do if you thought you only had minutes to live? Well, that's what the folks in Hawaii experienced on Saturday after this false ballistic missile warning was sent to their phones. Imagine getting the message in all capital letters. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. And this, of course, on the heels of all of the tough talk between the United States and North Korea. Of course, we know that North and South Korea, they are warming relations, but you never really know.
But so many questions and so far so little answers. First of all, how is it possible that one person could send out such an erroneous message? You would think, and they say that basically what the guy did is he pushed the wrong buttons. How is that possible? That just pushing a few buttons would send that kind of a message to thousands of people. Now, thank the Lord, at least as far as we know, I haven't seen any deaths or anything because of the false warning, but it's a big conversation. Why is it there was such a delay in notifying folks of the mistake? They say the mistake was corrected by government agencies on Twitter 12 minutes later, but also took 38 minutes for another phone alert to be issued, confirming to residents that it was indeed a false alarm. A lot of folks say they never received a second phone call at all or a second phone alert at all. Now, what they're saying is that there was no template in the system for an alert retraction. And so the all clear message had to be manually entered and activated, accounting for some of the delay. How is that possible, folks? How is it possible that they couldn't, at the very least, send out some sort of an all clear? You mean to tell me that there is no template for an all clear? See, what this has done to me is it has eroded a lot of the confidence, I would say, that some people have in the emergency alert system. So they need to fix this, and they need to fix it fast. Now, this is a crazy statement. The EMA administrator, the Emergency Management Association administrator, I guess, said that cooling tensions between North and South Korea should have been a signal to residents that the alert was mistaken, urging Hawaiians to, quote, keep informed on what's going on, the tension between the two countries, and monitor that. So essentially, this EMA administrator is blaming the Hawaiians for having the audacity to believe a government message that there was an incoming missile. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. We also know, by the way, that Kim Jong-un is bat crap crazy. The TV and radio alerts also told viewers, listeners, if you are outdoors, seek immediate shelter in a building, remain indoors, well away from windows. Now, the FCC is getting involved, and the president has also said that the feds are going to get involved. They're launching a full investigation. The FCC commissioner, Jessica Rosenworcel, has said the commission must find out what went wrong. And the problem is, this is obviously going to, again, damage the confidence that folks have in the EAS. And again, there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of conspiracy theories out there. Some folks are saying that there was an actual missile that was intercepted. An alert went out as designed, but when the missile was intercepted, they claimed a false alarm in order to keep the near scare under wraps to prevent panic. That is one conspiracy theory. Another conspiracy theory, as you can imagine, a classic case of UFO triggering the alert system. So, as you can imagine, for a lot of folks, the truth is out there. Some are saying, oh, yeah, this has to be a UFO. That's what it was. And, of course, the Trump haters are saying this is a distraction from the Trump administration to move attention away from the last few days' worth of news. And I am openly asking the question, and I'm just wondering, is it possible that this may have been some sort of a hack? We really don't know. Dan Mattis in for Vincent Mary on WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think.
That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
This tax reform is going to expire, but it's not going to expire for 5 years. So I have an idea. Let's take advantage. So for wherever you might be in income, if it makes sense, we can convert your tax-deferred money to tax-free money at a discount.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
And good morning, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. 655, we do traffic every 10 minutes. First on the fives, now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Jamie Whitten.
Center looks fantastic. Nice light volume if you are heading out and about. Remember, reversible roadways carry two-way traffic, all roadways and around the area. No problems to report right now. Coming in from the west, 95, 395 Beltway running up at speed. Metro Rail, they're operating on a Saturday schedule, which means trains every 12 minutes. And off-peak fares in effect all day and parking free at Metro-operated facilities. Broken down car to watch for, please. Northbound 5, if you come out Camp Springs, northbound 5 prior to the Beltway, and a broken down on Route 4 north of Dower House Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a bit of cloud. Otherwise, it's clear in the morning hours. We'll continue to see clear sky with clouds coming in later at a high of only 34 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now it is 19 degrees in our nation's capital. Dan Mandis, it for Vince and Mary right here. Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. So much to talk about, so little time. You know, the New York Times, I thought, had a very interesting article on Hawaii's false alarm and how it underscores a growing risk of unintended nuclear war with North Korea. Now, think about this. Think about what could have happened. As President Trump heard about what happened, that there could be a missile headed towards Hawaii, he could have launched a nuclear weapon against North Korea. He could have launched some sort of an attack on North Korea in response. Now, to his credit, and I mentioned this earlier in the program, to his credit, the president did not do any such thing, even though there's a lot of folks that would say that this madman, how can he possibly have the nuclear codes? Well, guess what? I would say that this is something that looks good for the president, who's getting all kinds of criticism in the media for not immediately responding via Twitter or whatever to this possible attack against Hawaii, which obviously, as we all know and we've been talking about, was an accidental warning. But a lot of people are now looking at this and saying that, yeah, this could be an indicator of something that ultimately would be a growing risk of, again, this unintended nuclear war with North Korea. It very well could happen. They talk about how back in 1983, a Korean airliner bound from Anchorage to Seoul, South Korea, strayed into Soviet airspace, and so they shot it down, killing all 269 people on board. And so they talk about what happened next, that it was quickly evident that the downing had been a mistake. They talk about how there was mutual distrust and the logic of, as they say, nuclear deterrence, more so than the deaths of those 269 people themselves, set Washington and Moscow heading towards a conflict that neither wanted. And they talk about the anger and the vitriol and the threats and the finger pointing that both sides were doing towards each other. And they were really worried. Because when you look back, there very well could have been some sort of a nuclear or, anyway, a possible conventional weapons that could have been launched against either side. And they say that the result was that the United States and the Soviet Union repeatedly went to the brink of war over provocations or, as they say, even technical misreadings. So we have to be very careful, and we have to figure out exactly what went wrong in Hawaii after this accidental trigger of a ballistic missile warning that, as the person involved, is going to be retrained and reassigned. But still, this is a very big problem that needs to be solved. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vincent Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. Got a lot more straight ahead.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station
where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Many Americans are marking this federal holiday by making it a day of service in honor of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
In the mid-90s, the slogan, a day on, not a day off, was promoted to push the importance of service on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In New York, L.A., and other large cities, there will be meal deliveries to the elderly, home building for the less fortunate, parades and poetry readings. In Times Square, they'll protest President Trump's immigration policies and remarks about African countries and Haiti. The annual Walk for Peace happens in Washington, D.C. Scott Carr, Washington.
And many here in the Washington area are making this a day on instead of a day off.
There are a number of volunteering opportunities and service events taking place today. Molly Calloway is with Montgomery County's Volunteer Center.
We will have both a volunteer fair where you can meet different organizations, talk to them about their ongoing needs, as well as the projects themselves are a whole range of things. And they are hosted by different groups, different businesses, different school groups and things that are running the project.
The volunteer fair is at the Bethesda North Marriott Hotel and Conference Center on Marinelli Road and runs from 1 until 3. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hawaii state officials say they are suspending tests of their alert system until an investigation into the weekend false alarm is complete.
Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency says it's been getting angry calls and threats from people blowing off steam. This after a false missile threat alert was sent out Saturday. Waikiki visitor Linda Jenner says she was scared to death.
There were people crying. You could see people were really frightened. I sent a message to my grandkids at home, and it made me realize, my God, I could have never seen them again.
The officer responsible for the mistaken alert has been reassigned to a new post. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
President Trump says he is no racist. This as the controversy over what the president allegedly said in the White House meeting last week continues to boil.
He denied overnight that he made those derogatory marks about countries in Africa, and denying as well that he is a racist after the White House initially did not deny that the president made those remarks. And as this continues, just the outcry is continuing to grow over what really happened in that meeting at the White House.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. A Northern Virginia congressman is trying again this year to get a modest raise for federal workers.
Congressman Jerry Connolly has reintroduced the so-called FAIR Act to get federal employees a 3% raise.
All too often, the federal worker, in good years and in bad in terms of economic performance, have been pincushions for politicians.
It's the same bill Connolly has introduced every year since 2014.
They're actually the only group in America that was asked to and did contribute to debt relief in terms of the U.S. budget. And so I want to make sure they get fair and just compensation.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington area is about to get a second Roman Catholic basilica. The Vatican has designated the 223-year-old St. Mary Catholic Church in Alexandria. It'll now be known as the Basilica of St. Mary. It becomes the 84th minor basilica in the U.S. Officials at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia are vowing that the popular music venue will be ready for the 2018 season on time, despite a setback over the weekend when the roof over the stage and seating area collapsed. Checking your money, the markets are closed today for the holiday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,803, the NASDAQ at 7,261. Sports, college basketball, number three, Virginia beats NC State. Navy loses, AU loses. NFL playoffs, Jacksonville and Minnesota advance. NBA, the Wizards host the Bucks this afternoon. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.